Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Are you ready to hear the Word of God? Are you ready? Amen. Hallelujah. Before I came here, I asked God what I should share. And God told me that I should share something about what Jesus has done for us. I will not be able to finish this tonight. If you want to hear the rest, you need to come tomorrow evening as well. But I believe with all my heart that if you really grab a hold of and believe and understand this teaching and this truth in the Bible, I believe that your life will never be the same. Many Christians in the world don't know what belongs to them. Actually, God gave them a lot of things, but they don't know. What I share tonight is very important, but it's related to the most important event that happened 2,000 years ago. The most important event, that is the cross. Before I talk about the cross, I would like to read from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14. Hebrews 10, 14 say, "Because by one sacrifice, Jesus has made perfect forever those who are being made holy." The Bible says that by the sacrificial work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, every person who received Him can be made perfect forever. How many people in this room like the word perfect? How many people like your life to be perfect? Amen. How many people want your life to be messy? No. Amen. In fact, Jesus did something on the cross 2,000 years ago to make you perfect forever. And that's what I would like to share tonight. Amen. In other words, every need of the human being or human race is met by what Jesus Christ did on the cross. I'm not talking about what we want. I'm talking about what we need has been met. It's done at the cross. Therefore, this is a very important message. The Apostle Paul says something very powerful in the Bible. He says, "And my God will meet all of your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus." Everyone say, all of my needs. Through Jesus Christ, all the needs that we have can be met. So I'm excited about preaching this one. And I hope you don't fall asleep in the middle, because this is so important for your life. Amen. It's more important than all the chores in Las Vegas. It's more important than any gamble out there in Las Vegas. And I hope that you can listen carefully. God did not offer us many, many ways how to have our needs met. God used only one way to meet all of our needs. That is one way, that is through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the solution. But why we see so many problems in the world? Why we see poverty? We see sickness. We see diseases. We see broken home. We see so many problems in the world. Why we see all these things, even though God wants to meet our need? He only made the way for us to have a perfect life. In fact, I am preaching this with my own experiences. I have personal experience what Christ did for me through His work on the cross. Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago for you and me, so that we can have abundant life. How many people believe that you can have abundant life? Can I see the smile on your face? Amen. Yes, I can have abundant life. Sometimes I have a hard time that I don't see Christians smile. Because if you believe you can have abundant life, you just smile. You should be able to laugh. At the airport, our team was standing there waiting for the rental car. And then the worker for the rental car company asked our team, "Why do you smile all the time?" And the team say, "Because we came with Jesus." Amen. For what of my God, for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I would like to read the Bible. What is the problem in this world? Why the humanity, why the human race has so many problems. The book of the Bible say like this in Isaiah 53 verse 6. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all. This scripture talk about is a prophecy about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, this scripture was given 700 years before Jesus was born. What is the problem in this world? The problem is every person, including you and me, some of you maybe in the past, some of you still now, is that we go our own way. We have gone our own way. We don't follow God. We don't believe in God. We just run our own life. We don't obey God. We rebel against God. And the Bible used the word that you go on your own way. The Bible used the word iniquity. Actually, let me explain a little bit about the word iniquity. In the Hebrew language, avon, A-V-O-N. The word avon means both rebellion and also the consequences, the evil consequences of rebellion. So, this is the problem. We go our own way, and we have to face the consequences. We have to face the evil effect of our sin or our rebellion. What is the speed limit in Las Vegas when you drive? How many miles per hour? What is the speed limit here? On the freeway? 55 on the freeway in Las Vegas. Let me ask you this question. If you rebel against the city of Las Vegas and you drive 70 miles per hour on the freeway, what's going to happen to you? Tickets. Amen. I don't have to translate the word tickets if you live in here long enough. Because some of you already get it. Tickets. Is that the bad consequence? You have to pull out money and pay $200 fine. The same thing when we rebel, when we go our own way, we pay the price. พระคัมภีร์เมื่อไรก็ตามใช้คำว่าความบาปผิด every time the Bible use the word iniquity it includes the consequences of rebellion or sin. Lamentation 4:6 the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of sin of Sodom. And that word come from Avon, the punishment of the iniquity. Now, I come to this point, I want to tell you the good news. Today I come to Las Vegas to tell you the good news. Even though we have made mistake and we deserve to face evil consequences or bad consequences, but God loves us so much that he wants to set us free. And he did that already on the cross. Amen. He did that on the cross. Why was Jesus able to do that? Because the Bible says, according to history, Jesus was the Son of God. And he never made any mistake. He never sinned. He never rebelled against God the Father. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, obeyed the Father 100%. He never sinned against the Father. Jesus never rebelled against God the Father. Because he never made any mistake, he deserved to get all the good things for himself. Because Jesus did all the good things and he never sinned, he deserved all the blessing and the good things in his life. Amen. Amen. And Jesus wants to help us. Before I go on, I want to explain about God a little bit. The God that I'm talking about here in the Bible, the Jehovah, the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the God that is full of love. Everyone say love. Love. Unconditional love. Not only that, he's the God of justice. If you are wrong, he say wrong. You cannot bribe him. You cannot put money under the table in the envelope and say, God, say I'm right. He is the just God. And he is also a loving God. Because of his justice, and we make mistake. How many people in this room? Be frank, be honest. If you never lie even one time in your life, raise your hand up. Never lie even one time in your life, raise your hand up. Is there anyone in this room never hate somebody in your life? Raise your hand up. So do you admit that you make mistake? That you sin against God? You lie? You hate somebody? You may not rob a bank, but at least you hate somebody. You may not even like the person sitting next to you right now, for example. And we have to face the consequence. That's why the world is so full of problems. Sickness, disease, problems, sadness, depression, cannot sleep, tiredness, lack of money, broken, no money in the bank account, cannot pay your bills. So many problems. But because God loves us, He wants to help us. So He has to do something. And that is, we call exchange. Exchange. He wants to exchange the good things that Jesus should deserve to get because He obeyed God 100% to us. And He get what is bad in us to Him. Everyone say, exchange. Amen. Exchange for free. You don't need to pay money for that. Fortunately, thank God, He did that already 2,000 years ago. You don't need to wait for Him to come and do it for you. That is the thing that Jesus already did 2,000 years ago. You don't have to wait anymore. He already did it. By His grace, by His love, what you need to do is to receive by faith. If I have a very good gift to give to this young lady, and I already pay money to buy the gift, I pay it, and I want to give to her, and I just say that, you get this good Bible, and you give me that old torn down Bible. Maybe later on. What does she need to do? เขาต้องทำอะไรครับ? She needs to believe that I did it for her. Number one. Everyone say, believe. And what is next? Take it. Okay. Tonight and tomorrow night, I'm going to tell you a few things, maybe 6-7 things that Jesus did for you. And that is just example of what Jesus did for you 2,000 years ago. I want to tell you the good news, what Jesus did for you. The first thing, I'm going to tell you a few things tonight because of the time limit. I have time limitation. I don't want to drag you here forever, but so I need to limit my preaching tonight. The first thing I want to read from the Bible in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 to 5. Surely He, meaning Jesus, took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we consider Him stricken by God, smitten by Him, mean by God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. 2,000 years ago, on the cross, Jesus bore our infirmities. This is the first basic thing, the exchange that happened on the cross. And unfortunately, most Christians stop only here and never go beyond this. The Bible says that on the cross, He did two things for us. One thing, spiritual, and another thing, physical. What is all about the spiritual thing? When we reject God, I remember I grew up in a Buddhist family. When I was a young man, I was in the medical school, I hated God. I put my fists up against God. I cursed God all the time. My relationship with the true and living God was broken. Oh, I had so many problems in my life. Spiritually, I did not have peace with God. I really hated God. Did I deserve to be punished? Yes. Oh, I don't want to tell you all the story in my life, how God punished me, how I faced all the evil consequences in my life. Sickness, broken relationship, bad problem in my life. A lot of bad problems happened to me because I did not have right relationship with God. But the Bible says, on the cross, Jesus Christ took our infirmity or our the punishment of our transgressions or sin so that we will be forgiven. I compare like this. If one of you here drives 70 miles an hour on the freeway and you get a ticket and you have to pay. If you don't pay, what happened? You go to jail or your license will be taken away. When suddenly somebody come to you and say, hey, I pay for you. You are forgiven. Is it good? How many people like somebody to pay for your ticket? Raise your hand up. Will you take it? Will you take it? How many people don't take it if somebody going to pay a ticket for you and you don't take it? Raise your hand up. If you raise your hand up, I want to make a brain transplant for you. It means something wrong in your brain. You will take it, is that right? Wow, this is even better. This is better because our sin, the punishment of our sin was put on Jesus so that we might be forgiven. We don't have to pay for that sin ourselves. I remember the first day I accepted Jesus Christ in my life in 1980. I never forgot that experience. In Soi Ekamai Sukhumvit, Bangkok, I prayed and accepted Jesus into my heart. At that moment, I really felt the big mountain, the big weight on my shoulder lifted up. And I knew at that time, my sins were forgiven. And I don't need to go to hell. And I don't need to pay for my sin anymore. Because somebody paid for me. My sin was forgiven. And I have peace with God. How many people experience quarreling with your spouse in your house? Me too. I raise my hand. Okay. Why you are quarreling with her or him? You think the house is full of happiness? Or it's like hell? And that's why even we live in this world, we feel like hell in this world. You know why? Because we don't have relationship with God. We have broken. We quarrel with God. We have problem with God. No peace. No joy. No happiness, cannot smile. I noticed that somebody in the world cannot even smile even one time, is it? Because they don't have peace with God. If you go to my home right now in Seattle and look at my albums of my picture when I was not a Christian, you're going to see me. I never smile. My life is miserable. I was not a happy man. Why? Because I did not have peace with God. I have a problem with the creator of this universe and the creator of my life. But through Jesus Christ, because my sins are forgiven, I have peace with God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 verse 1, therefore since we have been justified through faith, mean faith in Jesus, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone say peace.
Peace.
Amen. That's why Christian can smile and Christian are happy people. I have been a pastor for 20 years. I can witness with my own eyes so many times. People walk into the church. The first day they walk in, they are not believer. Their face look dark. Unhappy. But after a few weeks, they accepted Jesus Christ. Oh. Start to shine the glory of God. I say that they look younger. They are 50. Instead of look like 50 years old, they look like a 30 years old. Turn around and look at the people who look younger than age around here. You know why? Because peace has come into their life. That is the spiritual thing. Now let me talk about physical. I like to talk about this because I'm a doctor. One of the biggest enemies in this earth, sickness. I hate sickness. But thank God, the Bible says that on the cross, by His stripes, by His wound, we were healed. That's why Christians have the right to be healed by God. Exchange. Jesus, take my sickness. I give you on the cross. And I receive your divine health. Since I know this fact, I never got a cold more than 2 or 3 days. Because every time I got a cold, I smile. I put on the cross. And then I receive divine health. 2 days later, the cold is gone. Amen. I used to have an allergy. Oh, sneezing, running nose, and itching eye for years and years when I grew up. One day, I went to the Bible study, and then new believers pray for me. When they lay hand on me, I believe in this scripture. I gave it to Jesus, this allergy. And I received the divine health. At that moment, that allergy never come back to me since that day. By faith. Amen. I believe that if you have faith in Jesus and you obey Him, you can live a long, healthy life. Amen. Until one day you get old and you sit on the chair and the Lord just take you away. Without cancer, without arthritis, without back pain, without heart attack, without anything, because you can receive that divine health from God. God can protect you. Amen? Amen. How many people in this room want to live a healthy life? Are you glad that God did for us? Yes. Amen. The Bible says like this in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He, meaning Jesus, Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree. So that is spiritual. So that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By His wounds, you have been healed. Everyone say, by His wounds, I was healed. The Bible uses, you have been healed. Have been is done deal. In English, the Bible did not say, you will be. The Bible said, you have been. It's done. Amen. Have faith right now. Have faith. Grab sickness in your life. Give it to Jesus right now. I give it to you, Jesus, my sickness. Now grab good health from Him. Amen. By faith. Amen. Oh, this happened to me so many times that God healed me by faith. Amen. I just got the testimony from Thailand. A man came to our meeting. This man came in with a big bottle of alcohol. While he was listening to my preaching, he was... And the family already prepared a coffin. Because his liver was already bad. He has terminal stage cirrhosis. He coughed out with blood. So he was in a terminal stage. He lost his job, poor, no money. That night, he accepted Jesus Christ. I lay hand on him. The fire of God touched him. He fell under the power of God. After he got up, his liver was cured. He stopped drinking, and he went back to work. His boss loved this man. Get promotion all the time. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have the best doctor in the world. Not Dr. Varun. But His name is Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I heard that Las Vegas is a late night thing. So I think the church should go late too. Just go and go late at night. because that is the lifestyle of Las Vegas, late at night. So we should stay late at night tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's the first thing. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians stop only forgiveness of sin and then done. But they never believe in the healing of God, that Jesus Christ already paid the price. He was sick for you so that you can be healed. So tonight, you heard the message. And now you need to believe. Let's look at the next one. In Isaiah 53, verse 10. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him. He means Jesus. And cause Jesus to suffer. Though the Lord made his life a guilt offering, he will see his offering and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. Everyone say, offering of sin. When we were born with sinful nature. Have you ever needed to teach your children to lie, to steal, to throw tantrum, to get upset? Have you ever taught your children to do those? Why did they do that? Because every human being was born with a sinful nature. Therefore, we, by background, every human being, whether you are Thai or Singaporean or Laotian or Mexican, we all, by nature, we are sinners. Because we are sinners, we cannot go to heaven. There is no even one sin in heaven. Let me ask you this question. I'm a surgeon by profession. If I can open your skull and operate on your brain, and I say to you like this, you know, Mr. So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so, do you mind I get one virus of 8 disease, put in my finger, in my glove, and put in your brain? Do you mind? Just one virus. Will you allow me to do that? The same thing. God will not allow you to bring even one sin to heaven. Somebody has to take our sin away and exchange his righteousness or his holiness to us, to make us righteous and holy. The Bible says like this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. God made Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him, in Christ, in Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God. This is the way God helps us. Jesus is without sin. But on the cross, he took the sins of the whole world on himself. And then he exchanged. He gave those who believe in him the righteousness of God. Wait a minute. I'm not talking about man's righteousness. The Bible says the righteousness of God. In fact, the Bible says the good deeds of human being like a filthy rag. It's not about you trying to be good, you try to do good, give money to the poor, give money to the priest or something, try to do good. We don't say to God, yeah, I'm a good person, I give money to the poor, I give money to the charitable organization, therefore you need to take me to heaven. No. Your goodness compared to God is just a filthy rag. We're talking about receiving the righteousness of God. This is what I try to say. Your position is changed after you accept Christ. Let me ask you this question. Do I look Asian? Do I speak English with accent? I speak with accent. Do I eat sticky rice and som tam? Yes, I still eat sticky rice and som tam. But do you know what is my citizenship? I am American right now. I look Asian, I speak with accent, I still eat sticky rice, but I am American. My position right now, I'm a full American citizen. And I have the right to vote. The same thing. You still look like a human being. You still make mistakes. But after you accept Jesus Christ, by position, He took the sin away. Your position is not a sinner anymore, but you are the righteousness of God. Amen. When I was young, I went to Catholic church. I was in the Catholic school, and they called Saint Paul, Saint Peter, Saint John. Do you know what does it mean, saint? How many people believe in Jesus in this room? Raise your hand up. You turn to each other, point to one another. You are the saint. You are the saints. Because you are righteous in the eyes of God. Are you glad?
Yes.
You are not a sinner anymore. You are a holy people. You have a new position. You are the citizen of heaven. He took my sin. And He gave me righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen this teaching with faith. Grab a hold of it. Amen. Have you ever heard people say, I have no life? Have you ever heard like that? I have no life. Terrible. Miserable. No life. The Bible says that the punishment of sin is death. The Bible talks about death. When I talk about death here, there are many forms of death. Definitely, one thing that human being, a sinner, we have to face is physical death. But the most terrible death is the second death. Sinners who don't have life will stay forever in the eternal lake of fire. I have listened to many preachers who died and went to hell. That's before they became a Christian. They went down. And on the way down, they cried out to God, God, give me one more chance. And God gave them the second chance, and they came back to life. One of the preachers in America that saw hell already is Pastor Kenneth Hagin. So these people came back and became a pastor because they know, oh, I need to preach the gospel now because I have seen hell before. Call him. But there is another way of death. Okay, that is terrible death. Death forever in hell. But also, there are different forms of death today in the world. No life. Sick all the time. Poor all the time. Quarrel with your husband and your wife all the time. The kids run away. The kids rebel. No money to pay bill. Come home, couldn't sleep. Have to take Prozac. Have to take Halcyon and Ambien. I have so many patients that the list of their medication is about this long. I'm not kidding. They have to take 20 tablets of medication a day. That is not life. Headache. Sickness. No happiness. Death. It's a form of death. But Jesus Christ wants to give us life. Amen. In Hebrew chapter 2 verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. Jesus died on the cross, our death. He did not have to die. Jesus never had to die because Jesus never commit any sin. But he took our death on his body. And then he gave us life. He gave us life and gave it more abundantly. The Bible says like this, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Bible says the thief does not come except to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I, Jesus, have come so that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. I can stand here and tell you the truth. I'm so glad that I accepted Jesus Christ in 1980. Now I have life. I have a happy family now. Before we became a Christian, we quarreled every day. We were sick. We had problem and problem and problem. But since then, God took away every form of death. Now, we have abundant life. Amen?
Amen.
And I want to tell you more tomorrow. What else that Jesus did for me? And it will be more excited than tonight. More exciting. Because it's going to be good. You cannot miss that teaching. Because it will change your life forever. You need to know what Jesus did for you on the cross. So tonight we learn, number one, he was punished so that we might be forgiven. He was wounded so that we might be healed. Amen. He died so that we can live abundant life and eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. What an awesome exchange. What the grace of God. Tonight, I would like to ask you that if you don't believe in Jesus yet, I would like to encourage all of you to make a decision to choose life, not death. That you choose forgiveness, not punishment. Choose divine health, not sickness. All these things came through the Lord Jesus Christ. It all come from the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How many people in this room say, God, I want to have life. I want to go to heaven. I want to have abundant life. I want God to heal me. I want to start a new life again today. Raise your hand up. Amen. Can I ask you for a favor? If you raise your hand, Jesus said, if you acknowledge me before men, I will acknowledge you before the Father in heaven. I want you to be bold to say, I want to be a child of God today. Be bold. I would like to ask you, if you raise your hand and you say, tonight I make a firm decision, I'm going to become a child of God. Jesus is my God. He did many things for me. I received that. Stand up and show to God that I am not ashamed of God. Stand up. If you want to really tell people around you, I accept Jesus. I'm not ashamed of God. Okay, pray with me. It's a simple prayer. You are talking to God, not to me. You're talking to God. Father in heaven, I come to you tonight by faith to admit, Lord, that I am a sinner and you love me. You sent your son Jesus Christ to die on the cross to pay for my sin. Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. You were raised from the dead on the third day. Come into my life right now to become my God. Give me a new heart and a new spirit. O Lord, today I gave my sin to you on the cross and I received your righteousness. Tonight I gave my sickness to you and I received your health. I gave my punishment to you and I received your forgiveness. I believe, Lord, from today on, I start a new life, abundant life, eternal life. My name is recorded in the book of life. In Jesus' name, I become a child of God today. Amen. Give hand to those who accept Christ tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Congratulations for your decision. After you accept Christ, you become a child of God. Every kid, every child needs a home. No children should run around on the street by themselves because they're going to be hurt by robbers and bad people. The same thing as a believer. We need to find a home. And that home we call the church. You need to make a decision to be a part of a church. I know that sometimes you may need to give up your sleeping time, your resting time to go to church. But believe me, it will pay off. In the long term, when you look back, you will see that it's so good to be in His church. So tonight, after you accept Christ, please join the church. Listen to sermon, read the Bible, pray to God, talk to God, let God talk to you. Amen. Serve God. God has so many blessings ready for you in His storehouse. He is ready to give to you. But what you need to do is to stay with Him. Don't run away from Him. Run to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that you made a decision tonight.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.